Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back, everyone. It's that time of the year again. Love Island is back.
The new season has kicked off and it's giving bad bitch.
We're talking about all the drama.
And we're picking our favourite and least favourite islanders.
Plus, we get into all our TV and music recommendations. Hello, everyone. We've been gone. You had an episode last week, but it was not the usual episode. Unfortunately, I was on my deathbed.
I saw your TikTok and it was like, this is the first thing I've eaten in 3 days.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
I've only just got my appetite back. Like, it's honestly terrifying not being able to eat. Like, I was like a frail old woman, like, walking around the house.
No, because the worst feeling ever is when you're like lying in bed being like, there is nothing. There is not a single thing in this world that you can do to make this feeling go away.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when it's like if you're on like a come down, or like if you're like feeling sad or something, you can put on like a show to distract mm-hmm. yourself and that kind of stuff. When you're ill and lying in bed and you've taken paracetamol and you've taken ibuprofen and that's not working, you're fucked.
Yeah, it's like, I was fucked. Like, luckily I was in like a bit of like a weird trance where I could shut my eyes and like not be asleep, but like feel like at peace, which sounds really weird. But like I had to like wear like the eye mask because I couldn't open my eyes. Like,
really?
I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't fucking do anything. But you know what? I just felt so blessed that I was in my house in the comfort of my own home. I don't know what I was doing before when I was ill and I didn't have a boyfriend. Honestly, that man took so much care of me. But yeah, no, I'm okay now. I got my appetite back. I went to Hot Pot last night.
Oh, how was that? Yeah, what is good. A Hot Pot? Because I keep seeing everyone going, but I have no idea what a Hot Pot is.
So basically you get like a broth and then like you just dip meat into it. And
like
then,
a fondue, but no cheese.
Basically.
Right.
Yeah, like a soup, basically.
But like, is it flavoured or is it just oil?
No. It's like flavoured like water. Like a soup.
Right. And but are you cooking the meat in the pot? Oh, so you're...
So you like dip it in
and then
like
you
15,
wait for it. 15 minutes?
Seconds.
Oh. I'm not waiting 15 fucking minutes.
15 seconds and then you take it out and then you have sides and stuff like that. I got sweet corn and like rice.
And then you put it all on your plate and eat it.
Yeah, you just do it. Like, I love like picky stuff. Like I love playing with my food because I'm a fucking child.
This sounds quite me.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, it's so much, but I hate sitting down and eating a big fat meal. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm taking it home and not eating it.
Oh my God, yeah. I love going to a restaurant and when someone's like, should we just get a few bits for the table? I'm like, yes!
This is my jam. This is what I'm talking about.
It's so good. Or I love a small plates place.
Yes, I love a small plates.
Where it's like, oh my God, I don't have to commit to one thing. Because one thing about me is I will eat pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when a menu comes, I'm going to like a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I am always that person who's like, wait, can we have a couple more minutes? And I'm always like, wait, do you think I should get this or that? And my friends are like, I don't give a fuck what you're getting. Like, shut up and pick. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, do I just order both? And then it's just like, actually, the other day when I was at, I was hungover out for lunch. And I was like, I couldn't decide between four things. And I was just like, you know, when you're hungover, money isn't a problem.
Yeah. You just like, want to fulfill your needs.
Deliver or whatever. Like, I will zap like three drinks just so that means that I won't have to leave the house.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, I'll have the burger, I'll have the pasta, I'll have the salad. And it came and I like picked all four things and I felt awful. Because then I was like, fuck, now this restaurant just thinks that like I've just ordered all this food and I'm wasting it.
Yeah.
And it's like that. But I was like, could I take this to go? They were like, we have no to-go boxes. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, they hate me.
Long day.
Oh, I'm glad you're feeling better now, though.
Thank you so much. It's also been your birthday.
Bop, bop.
Yes, big 24.
Yeah. You know what I actually thought? I was like, oh my God, I'm in my mid-20s now.
I know. Oh my God, no, because I'm actually going to be 25 soon.
Like, it's not like, oh, I'm in my early 20s. I'm in my mid-20s.
Yeah.
1 year away from being in the 25 and over X Factor category. And when I watch X Factor, those people were old.
I know. Oh my God, when you put it like that, that is... Scary. That is scary.
They were old.
Yeah, they were
that.
Old. They were the pensioners.
But yeah, I had my birthday. It wasn't like a crazy birthday. I was originally going to do like a dinner or a party or something. And I was just like, actually, why am I spending, no offense, this amount of money? Because everywhere I booked was like minimum spend or minimum bar charge or room hire fee. And I was like, no offense, why am I spending this amount on other people?
Yeah.
Like, I really am not comprehending. And now I'm like, why do other people do this? Like, why am I spending like a couple, like, obviously, I know you can probably get places cheaper, but the places I was looking at was like a couple grand for like minimum spend.
What the hell?
I was just like, what am I getting out of this other than just a night out, which I could get anywhere else? Mm-hmm. So I scrapped that idea and I was just like, you know what? I actually hadn't had anything booked in the week coming up. So when my birthday was on the Wednesday and I was planning on celebrating that weekend, and it was the Tuesday and I had nothing booked, and everybody was like, can we have some sort of idea of what we were doing?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I hate that responsibility. It's like, can I know what you're doing for your birthday?
Like, book can it
you
for book, me.
Yeah, can you do a surprise for me? How about that?
But then I ended up having a really neat, it was a nice birthday. And to be fair, people put a lot of effort in for me. And
yeah,
really
that's nice.
Sweet. Like, my family and my friends and my boyfriend went all out, which was really sweet. But Friday night, it was my first ever time at Nobu.
Oh, was it? Did you get the yellow towel?
No.
Oh.
I'm not tapped into Nobu like that.
Oh, no, babe.
But it's... have you been before?
Yeah.
Because it's like a big hyped up brand, I was like, it's going to be shit.
Mm.
Or not shit, but it's just not going to be worth it.
Just,
you know, when it's like a
hyped
chain, it's like... Oh, it's just, but the food slaps.
Yeah, the food is good there.
It was so good.
Yeah. That's one place where I think, like, if you're going to do a birthday, like, spend your money. The other day I went to Sumasan. I feel like everyone just like, Sumasan. Like, the food there is so overpriced and dead.
Yeah.
People need to stop booking these expensive places just for the sake of it on their birthday.
So this was my other issue. I was like, I don't want to force people to spend money.
Yeah.
Because I would rather go to the pub if you, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to, because I was so, the reason why it took me so long to book places is because it's like, I would ask people and they'd be like, whatever you want, it's your birthday. But it's not, I don't want for you to come.
Because I'm not doing the whole split in the bill situation at the
end.
And
I'm not paying for everyone, because this is why I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
But luckily, my friends very kindly got the bill at Nobu Shoreditch, which was very sweet.
Oh, very nice.
And then the next day, I went with my other group of friends and we just went for rooftop drinks. Actually, they put on a really nice brunch at one of their flats. And then we did a party bus.
What the fuck? You've done bad stuff for your birthday.
But this is like what I mean. Like, it all just sort of like quickly fell into place. This is one thing about me is, I will walk into something with no plans and all of a sudden I have like a whole itinerary. Things just happen for me like that.
Mm.
Like, I walked into that Saturday morning just knowing that I had a reservation at a bar and I had a whole birthday brunch. Then we went to the bar, then we went for karaoke, and then I had a party bus. Like, and
sick.
And this all happened on the day.
I love that.
And it just like
spontaneous.
Works. But one thing, the party bus was expensive because I booked it on the morning of, and I think it was like a couple hundred quid cheaper if I had pre-booked it.
Mm.
That was worth, like, genuinely maybe the two best hours of my life.
Really?
And it was nice because it was like, one of my friends was out for lunch with her parents and it was like, we'll pick you up on the way.
Oh, sick,
yeah. She's like, fuck, I can't come to the drinks. It's like, don't worry, we'll pick you up on the way. It was like...
And they just drive around.
Yeah. And he was really nice and he was like, oh, can we stop for more drink? He was like, yeah, of course. It's like, oh, could you pick up my friend 20 minutes that way? He was like, yeah, of course. Like,
oh, sick.
It was really good.
Oh, that's amazing. Sorry, I just wanted to share this fact quickly as well. Robert De Niro is like, part owns Nobu.
Really?
Yeah, you know the one from Bad Grandpa?
What's Bad Grandpa? Is that the one with Zac Efron?
Yeah.
I don't watch those films.
Oh, right.
They're just straight men humour.
No, but sorry, Robert De Niro is like the hottest old man in the world.
I don't know who... This isn't my thing. I could tell you any, like, a Love Islander who, like...
He's the shark on Shark Tale.
What? Wait, did you say hot?
Yeah.
Him?
Robert De Niro is like a very hot old man. That man is like 70-something.
Maybe not my type. But the thing is, all actresses and actors are the same to me. I couldn't tell you the difference between Brad Pitt, Robert De Niro, obviously I can say Leonardo DiCaprio. But even on like the woman's side, like, that old Kate Winslet, I could not pick out a fucking lineup. Like, I don't know these people because I don't watch films.
Mm.
Whereas a Love Islander, name me like, show me five people.
Right,
and one could
go.
Be like someone from Casa Amor 4 years ago. Like, that's a Love Islander.
It's giving Gen Z.
Also, I just want to say, one of my birthday presents was those big, like, thermostat cups from TikTok shop.
Oh, right.
This changed my life.
Has it really?
Oh my God.
It's giving rosemary oil.
In this weather, it's giving MLM Avon, like, I'm selling it to you. But in this weather, putting ice cubes in with my Diet Coke. Oh my God. But the problem is I'm drinking way more Diet Coke because
it's giving Utah mum as well.
No, have you seen those girls on TikTok and they're like American girls and they'll get this cup out at like their work break or like something and they'll put in like Red Bull and all these syrups and stuff and everyone's like,
yeah,
there needs to be a documentary or a study in these women who are just, there's like a whole
pumping
cult
themselves.
And a collective of them who will, it's like they'll be like make my go-go juice for the day and it is go-go insane juice.
Make my crack
they put in.
For the day.
Literally it's crack. But yeah, my birthday was fun.
Oh, that's really good. Happy belated.
Thanks.
And you also went to, we haven't seen you since we went to, you went to Beyonce.
Yes. It was worth it. I feel like, and everything that's been said has been said at this point. Like the Beyonce discourse has very much run dry because she was in London for so long.
Yeah, she was in, I feel like it was never fucking ending.
Like that, it's like everybody and their fucking aunt has seen Beyonce at this point. And everybody has a story to tell and everybody has said how good it is. I don't need, you don't need me to sit here and tell you how good it was.
Do you know what? This is why you go at the fucking beginning.
Right.
I was so gassed that like I went on the Tuesday and did I get blue?
Blue ID.
No, I didn't. Yeah, unfortunately. That was the only L, but it's fine because I saw her on everyone else's fucking stories anyway. yeah, like having to see that on people's
about my Beyonce concert.
Oh right, go on.
But separate fact to Beyonce. As we left Beyonce, Naomi Campbell and Daniel Lee? What's he called?
Daniel Kaluuya.
No, the guy, the creative director of Burberry. Yes, Daniel Lee. He was the old creative director of Bottega and is now creative director of Burberry, Daniel Lee. Naomi Campbell and Daniel Lee walk in front of us.
Really?
And I was a bit tipsy at this point and I go, mother. And she turns around and cackles. And I'm
really?
Like, wait, I just made Naomi Campbell laugh. I was like,
that is
she
good.
She was literally walking out with two security guards just through the normal exit, the normal crowd, like walking through the streets of Tottenham. And then she got like ushered into like a gate. But like for like a good 3 or 4 minutes I was walking side by side, not side by side, she was quite a bit ahead, but like
you can say side by side.
I can see her and she heard me speaking because I said it like kind of, I was like half like, oh she might hear this, and half just like it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So I wasn't like Naomi, I just went mother. And she turned around and she was like I was like ah.
That is an achievement.
That is a good. I was very impressed with myself. I was like, oh. But then I was like, how do I keep going? And I was like, just leave it.
Yeah. Just drop the mic.
I'm going to embarrass my boyfriend. He's going to be so pissed off I told this. He was a bit tipsy. Tries to take a sneaky video. I'm like, the flash is fucking on.
It's all right, it's Naomi.
And I was just like, oh my God. I was like,
you're embarrassing me.
I was like, that was clearly my way in to becoming her new best friend. And now you've just ruined it. Like, what the fuck? Also, I upset Christians.
Why?
I wore a...
Again? Oh, yeah.
I wore a...
This man is gay.
I think he's gay shirt. He was outside a Beyonce concert spouting homophobia. I have no issue with Christians, or Christianity, but if you're going to like come to a place which is celebrating queer culture and specifically harp, like you will repent your sins, like going up to like visibly like people who are dressed like very like freely and like presenting as a gay man, going like you're gonna repent your sins. I'm like, I'm gonna stand there next to you.
Okay, well, my theory about these people that like. These like Christians and stuff that, or like whatever religion it is, that stand on Oxford Street or whatever, like it's, they're only like not getting checked into a mental facility because it's like, it's
a religion. Yeah.
If I was standing on the street fucking talking about cats and shit like that, I would be checked into a fucking mental facility.
That is actually quite
but
true.
Because like it's a religion, like it's okay. Like, no, it's. These people are barbaric.
Yeah. Like if you were on the streets, it's like being like, everybody must eat strawberries. Strawberries are going to save your life.
Yes.
Like people are going to be like crossing the street. Yeah. I'm crossing the street anyway. But
no, same. These people are scary. Scary.
If you're going to shove it in my face, I'm allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, let's move on before we get cancelled. What have we been watching on TV?
Oh, so...
Do you want to go first?
Should I go first? Yeah. Okay. I've been watching... Oh, this is actually funny because this has got to do with fucking... not social media, Christianity. The Inside Man. It's really good. It's got David Tennant and Stanley Tucci in it. Like, these are my favourite. Do you know?
I know David Tennant.
Stanley Tucci is the one from Devil Wears Prada. He's
I recognize him, but he also does look like just any white bald man with glasses.
Oh, Lewis.
Sorry, you know I'm not good with actors and actresses.
No. Yeah, it's got those two in it. It's someone actually suggested it to me. It's just a 4-part drama on Netflix. It's a BBC drama. And yeah, it's just like you're just sitting on the edge of your seat and it's just really fucking good. I don't want to say too much about it.
Yeah, I'm not getting... What's the premise?
Like, so basically, there's an inside man, which is Stanley Tucci, and he basically helps people solve cases because he's like a criminal mastermind.
Right.
He's on death row. And a woman comes to him from the UK, basically asking him questions because she's a journalist. But then she ends up, her friend kind of ends up getting kidnapped because of something that's going on in London. So it's basically two separate, like, I'm really bad at explaining
like
things.
Like two separate plot lines that come together.
Yeah, that come together. Right. He ends up solving like the case that's going on in the UK, but the thing that's going on in the UK is like with a vicar and his son and like paedophilia, but then the vicar's actually got nothing to do with it and then gets caught up in it. And it's just like, you know, when people are creating so many problems for themselves and just can't get out of it. And yeah, it goes off and then it all just like comes together and you're just like, whoa.
Oh, so like, yeah. So you don't know that you can't put the like plot line between A and B until the end.
Well, you can, because you know what's gonna happen, but you just don't know how it's gonna go. You're just like, how is this gonna solve itself?
Right, I get what you mean. One of those.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain because I'm just not good at explaining things, but it's really, really good.
I feel like it maybe might be too serious. How many episodes? I can do
4.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah. I can do serious shows when it's a few episodes.
It's like, but I think it's better than Obsession.
Oh yeah, and I managed.
And it's kind of funny as well.
Is it
like
long?
It's got like a dry humor. It's like an hour each episode.
Okay.
And it's got like dry humor as well. It's got like very good like dry humor, like that British dry humor. Like it's good.
I'll try. I'll give it a shot.
Like you will be laughing a little bit.
Okay. I had watched The Idol.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I actually only got halfway through the second episode and I was like, I need to stop this. I have never watched a show where a plot line moves so slowly. It is genuinely just like aesthetic shots.
Yes,
and
I can just
like,
imagine.
I'm just like, in the first episode, I am genuinely not joking. All that happens is she, like a picture of with like C-U-M on her face, like a selfie of that, gets leaked online. And so then she goes to the club and she meets this boy and the boy comes back to her house. That's all that happens in an hour episode. I'm like, we can get this going quicker. Yeah. We can get the ball rolling. One thing I will say is the music slaps.
Yeah, I've been like banging that. Is it the Playboy Carti one? I don't know.
Is it the one with Madonna on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that one's good. And the song, the Lily Rose Depp's character is called Jocelyn. Mm-hmm. So like her actual song, I really like. It's sort of like very like, it's not bubblegum pop because it's not like upbeat pop, but it's like, it's very generic pop, but not like Dua Lipa generic pop, a bit more like sexy generic pop.
Oh, okay, sick. What is she singing?
Yeah, well, it says Lily Rose Depp on Spotify, so I'm assuming it's her, but who knows? Apparently Zac Efron didn't sing half the High School Musical songs, but his name's still on the credit. It could be anyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's very like, ooh, like I could be listening to anyone right now, but I'm like it's very good, like in the car, like I'm not like, let me learn the words to this. Oh my God, on repeat. Mm-hmm. But when it comes on, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But the show itself is trash.
I feel like when you've got a cast like that of just bait people like Lily Rose Depp and The Weeknd, you can just imagine that it's just purely for like aesthetic.
And I mean, it's very much that, given that it has Jennie from Blackpink and she kind of eats. And Alexa Demi, very briefly appeared in it.
No cameo.
But she appears as Maddie Perez.
Really?
Because Sam Levinson's like, the show The Idol and the show Euphoria take part in the same like universe.
Oh, cool.
So it's like she's at the club with Jennie from Blackpink, who plays Lily Rose Depp's choreographer.
Okay.
So it's like the pop star, her choreographer, and Maddie Perez like all go out to the club together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like supposed to be like Maddie's in that social circle. Have you seen that Euphoria's now been pushed back to something like, I think 2025?
Yes. What the fuck?
This has to be the last season of Euphoria because I'm like, they're going to be too old now to carry it on.
Yeah. And also, I feel like it's all the controversy with the, potentially with the director.
It's just very, it's giving...
It's just long, man.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I've forgotten about you for it. I mean, I'll be gagged when it comes back out.
2025. So wait, I'm going to be 2027 watching fucking Euphoria.
Yeah, so I think it will be like 2 years until we watch it.
I'm going to have a fucking kid by then. Like, for real.
But yeah, I don't recommend the idol. I mean, it had a sex scene so intense as well. Like, she's like there's a whole 2 minute clip of Lily Rose Depp fingering herself and like choking herself while she fingers herself, and there's like a whole scene where it's like she puts on a pillowcase and The Weeknd like cuts open like with a knife. He's like, open your mouth, and he puts a knife in through the pillowcase. I'm like, this is so graphic.
Yeah, it's giving knife play.
And then in the second episode, I didn't actually get to the point of it, but I've seen the clips on Twitter. He's like so verbal with this woman, and it's so uncomfortable. It's like actual porn. Porn. It is porn. It's porn, not even soft porn. Oh, it is right, just shit. Porn. Like, it's so intense.
Well, I did see that Lily Rose Depp was actually avoiding him on set.
Yeah.
Due to his method acting, so I'm assuming
so he like carried on his character off stage.
Is that what that means?
So method acting means like, you get into the brain of the character when you're not even acting. So like you just are them the whole time.
Fuck that.
So that must just mean he was just being creepy.
Horny. It's been a fucking horny cunt, that a creep the whole time.
And it really pissed me off because I found The Weeknd hot and I really liked his music, and now I can't look at him in the same way. But it was revealed that it was it was like 90% written by a female writer, and then Sam Levinson fired her and changed everything.
Oh.
But then they had like no budget, so like 50% of the film is 50% of the show is filmed at The Weeknd's house because they didn't have any budget. Like, apparently it was like a mess.
This is a shit show.
Yeah. Speaking of the soundtrack and music, we've discussed that there's lots of new music.
Yeah, there is a lot of new music. We've got Jay Huss.
I really like the Jay Huss and Drake song.
I really don't like Drake and the song.
I think Drake kind of ruins the flow.
Drake is just doing that typical, I'm jumping on a UK rapper's song. And obviously, like, everyone's like, ah, Drake. But like, the verses are shit. It's giving like 2016 rinsed. No, it's not even giving that. It's giving more like, you know, his like album from last year that was like just the verses are just shit.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling them.
But I'm just enjoying the beat on it. It's like very summery.
But it's just too long. And Jay Huss has just got so much talent.
Yeah.
He could have really just like carried the whole thing through. And maybe had like, Drake could have done like a little 10 second cameo.
Yeah.
That would suffice.
I didn't like Jay Huss's previous one.
Everyone was saying, yeah, it was super demonic.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care about that stuff, but I just didn't. It wasn't like, it didn't excite me.
I do like a bit of Jay Huss, so I did like it. I don't really care about demonic stuff either because I don't believe in it, so it ain't gonna affect me.
And then Dave, who was it? Dave in Central Cee, yeah, that's on Sprinter.
Yeah, and it's like, I have not heard this fucking song.
It's like
song.
Number one everywhere.
Where? Where my ears. I honestly haven't heard this song.
I've heard it, but only because I got in a Sprinter and someone was like, let's do a TikTok to the song Sprinter. And I was like, okay. But I don't really care for the...
Yeah.
I don't know. I personally don't care for Central Cee. I don't really find him that impressive or talented. I know Dave's extremely talented.
Dave just gives me more like J. Cole vibes. Like, it doesn't... He doesn't... Like, Kendrick Lamar... I don't know who the UK version of Kendrick Lamar would be, but Kendrick Lamar has just got, maybe like even Jay Huss, because they just got the different voices, and like, I feel like they can just they're so versatile and they can like make a jumpy song. But Dave is very like poetic, and that's not really a bit of me. I don't really like poetic music. Mm-hmm. I don't have the brain capacity to be listening to fucking, what do you call it, words. I just like listening to words that are jumbled up and just sound like a nice little tune.
Also, I really like Lato's remix with Cardi B, Put It On The Floor Again. You know, Rip Me Out The Plastic, I've Been Acting Brand New.
Yeah.
I mean, having that song on repeat, Cardi's verse is so good. After Nicki's problematic era, I'm just like, I kind of unapologetically like Cardi B now. Mm-hmm. Because I used to... be such a Barb and such a Nicki Minaj fan that I'm just like, fuck Cardi B.
Yeah.
But back before Cardi and Nicki's beef, like, you know when Cardi released Invasion of Privacy, her first album,
mm-hmm.
I used to bang that album. I loved Cardi B. And then Cardi and Nicki got in her beef and I was like, obviously I'm going to have to take Nicki's side. And then I was just like, fuck Cardi. I didn't listen to any of her. And now I'm just like, well, I can't really wholeheartedly stand by this now because Nicki is the most trash human being ever. Yeah. So if I'm going to listen to Nicki, I'm going to have to listen to Cardi as well.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I can just listen to Cardi B again.
Yeah,
and
just
even
like
Nicki and Lato and beef, and it's like, I really like Lato, and it's like, I can listen to Lato.
Who does this bitch not beef? Honestly, I can't.
I Spice, that's who.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, true.
And they've got a new song with Barbie movie coming out, Nicki and Ice Spice, and they go bar for bar, not bar for bar, I can't remember what the word is, line for line. Like, okay. They do one line and then she does one line and then she
works.
But it's been, like, the pre-order on iTunes has revealed that the song's 1 minute 49 seconds long.
Hopefully it's a shit song, because I always find, like, the best songs really short.
Yeah. But everyone's just like, how can you have a song with two rappers on that's 1 minute 49?
Mm-hmm.
And it samples I'm a Barbie girl.
Oh, really?
I think it's the main song for Barbie movie.
A band that I've been loving at the moment, I'll put it on my Instagram as well, is Ocean Alley. Have you listened to them? No, they're an Australian band, and they're just, I don't know, I just love them. Like, they just make me really happy. I just find that the music, like, listen, if you want to listen to them, listen to Yellow Mellow, that's like one of my favorite songs, and Knees, I just find you can, like, if you're sad you can listen to it, if you're happy you can listen to it, like, any type of mood. Yellow Mellow is such a, it's very like beach rock kind of, then they kind of go into like the, like, little bit of a reggae vibe as well. The lead singer's like this really cool mixed race guy with like these dreads, and he's got like a dread fringe, and he's just so cool.
What are they similar to? Like, what genre, what band?
I would say, like, for example, Yellow Mellow is quite similar to UB40 vibe.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, it's like an old school band that are like that kind of like reggae, but
right,
like white reggae, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Oh, they're just really good. Yeah. Just listen to the song. Listen to Yellow Mellow. It's a good song.
Okay. And my show, I want to, I think it's pronounced, is it Amare? Amarae. Amarae. Amarae?
Amarae.
She's on the song I Really Like to Party.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Her voice is just insane. She's just come out with a new album.
Okay.
It's so, like, sexy.
Really?
Summer,
I'm going to definitely...
My favourite... I don't actually know this is on the album, but my favourite song by her that I've recently discovered is Co-Star. It's just so, like, oh. Like,
oh, actually, to be fair, I've been listening to... Reckless and Wait, is that the album? Yeah, Reckless and Sweet.
Is that about her?
Oh, it's a single, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
it's just so, her voice is just the sexiest voice ever. It's so good for like I would like to listen. I like listening to her when I'm driving in the sun or having a drink in the sun. It's just so like,
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, that's my shout out.
Not the combination there, guys.
Don't drink and drive. It's time for a quick break right now, but after the break, we'll be back to discuss all our thoughts on the recent season of Love Island.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pop Off. We are now moving on to the one and only Love Island. It has been taking over our screens and taking over social media, but in the best way possible, I think, because everyone needs to fucking watch it if you're not watching it this season. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
It's going off.
Because even me, who is like, I love Love Island. I watch every season. I'm Love Island's biggest fan. I was like, I'm not doing the whole tweeting about it this year. I'm not doing the whole committing to it. Like, it's a bit done and tired now. And I was just like, I didn't actually watch, because it was my birthday week, the week it launched, which it always is. I didn't catch up on half the episodes because I was just like, I don't like, if I'm sat in doing nothing, Love Island's the type of show where it's like, if you catch bits on social media, yeah, and it's quite easy to jump in and out as a casual watcher. But then I watched a few episodes that I missed. I was like, wait, I was like, this is giving.
I'm going to have to backtrack.
I'm like, I can't be like, one thing about me is I'm always trying to stand my ground because I hate being wrong.
Yeah.
And I think I tweeted or I put on some social media that I was like, I'm not talking about Love Island this year, guys. Mm. Like, if you hear me speak about it, you hear me speak about it. But yeah. I'm not doing the whole like coverage, like recap show and tweeting all this. And then I was like, I'll eat my fucking words because this is giving and I need everyone to go watch that.
Honestly, it's giving Cultured Island. Like, there's loads of culture and I'm loving it.
This is the thing. It's not giving Love Island, which is why it's good, because Love Island's gotten so tame and like everyone's so aware of what they're doing. But I feel like this season, either they're just like casting people who are thick and not realizing what they're doing, or it's just... I don't know what it is. It's like like an American... Obviously, it's very British, but like the drama... but like the drama and the sort of vibe and dynamic is giving like an American reality show.
Because everyone is so down fucking bad.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And I feel like everyone... People... Because this is what I've seen people tweeting a lot. It's like, it's only been like 6 days. And it's like, if it hadn't... If we were thinking like... For you to be tweeting that, like, it means that there's shit going on. Do you know what I mean? Because people are down bad for, like, their couple that they got coupled up with in the beginning.
Which is so random, because I feel like usually people are like, oh, well, I'll just stay in this until someone I actually fancy goes on. But I feel like most of them actually fancy each other.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Considering that, obviously, now, when Love... The first episode, we, as the... Well, not me, but, like... You get to vote the couples instead of them picking.
Yeah, I hate that twist.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just like, what is it? You're doing a show about love and then you're making people who don't, like, might not have a physical attraction be forced to couple up.
Yeah.
Like, that makes no fucking sense.
I just think, like, the first episode, it was just felt really, really... I don't watch every season of Love Island, but it just felt very awkward. Like, initially when, like, Maya Jama came and just sat down with everyone and, like the first, like, half of people and we're just sitting around the fire pit and, like, the weather was really bleak and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone just was just, like, sitting there and then, yeah, we just get told who's being coupled up and it's, like, obviously the black couple are together, obviously the light-skinned couple are together, like, obviously Mitch and Molly were going to be together, you know. It's just pure looks basis.
Yeah.
But I think that we've done, like, a good job this year.
Yeah. It's also, I think why I'm liking it is... I feel like in the past like two or three seasons, the people they've cast are like, obviously they're not, but they give like media trained. Like they give like, oh, I like went to stage school or like, I like know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like the only person that gives that this year is that Molly girl.
Yeah.
The rest of them actually look like that you could have picked them out anywhere.
Honestly.
I also feel like they look less, I don't know if groomed's the right word, but it's more like they're not, like the haircuts aren't like super like the boys' haircuts aren't super. The boys aren't super super buff and muscly.
I mean
the girls are actually stunning this year,
mm-hmm.
but they're not like your typical skinny stunning.
Not
like,
at all.
Or not typical, because typical is so the wrong word to use. But the typical for Love Island.
Yeah.
Skinny. Like they always cast like the girls who are like 5'8", white, brunette, and it's like the starting lineup had none of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Jess is like, I feel like we don't get girls who look like Jess on Love Island. Like you never get girls with big lashes and like all that kind of stuff.
Just a pure Essex, like, and like
it's always like a toned down version for TV.
Yeah, and the boys as well, they're not like super buff and super like muscly and stuff like that.
Which I kind of like, because it's like, it's first of all like nice to watch. It's like refreshing to see like not like five like muscle people and five skinny brunettes standing and doing that. But also I think it makes, which is what we're seeing, like initial attraction better,
because
it's not, it's just more like, oh, like you can pinpoint more on different people because it's not like everybody looks the same. But
I feel like, honestly, have the difference between men that are super like fucking built and like not is crazy. Like they, like the ones that are, they're just so, I don't know, like they're just, I feel like they have a wall up because they're just like pure like looks and they just take so much care. But these men just seem like way more relaxed and just way more chilled.
Yeah. But yeah, on the first episode, we had a first bombshell, which was Zachariah.
Yeah. Who is, so yeah, everyone was going on saying, you know, he's like the spicy white and stuff like that. And he's actually Snoochie Shy's
brother.
So I'm guessing like,
half-brother.
Yeah, half-brother from Whiteside.
Because he said he was fully white.
Yeah, he's fully English. Talks like a bad man and that, from South London. And do you know what? First initial, like me and my boyfriend were like, yeah, he's good looking. He's good looking.
I found him really hot. Yeah, to begin with. I still find him hot, to be honest.
I know, it's annoying.
The clip on the latest episode of him going into Kiss Molly, there was something about like the way, because he's got such blue eyes, but there was something like, there was obviously like a studio light or something that was shining right in his face because his eyes were like gleaming and he was doing like a very like flirty, I'm about to kiss you smile. I was like, you are a very good looking boy.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's annoying. And yeah, now he's just a bit like, I don't know.
I don't know if this is inappropriate to say, but he does slightly give me an energy that he doesn't like properly shower.
Do you think?
Like, I feel like he doesn't, I don't know. Not that he would, I feel like he goes in for like a 2 minute shower and uses like, no
free
soap.
One.
Yeah, like he gives me a bit of that energy.
No, I feel like he's very well groomed. I feel like he would smell good.
No, because I get that more.
I feel
from, like
Sammy.
Andre.
Oh yes,
he smells
Andre.
Good.
I can imagine like that man is like in the shower.
Yeah,
in the shower doing a full deep fucking body scrub, getting out smells nicely of cocoa butter. I think he's the most. I think he's like, in terms of like looks, he's like top.
Andre?
He is just, when you, like, I was looking at him last night and me and my boyfriend were like, nah, he is definitely like, he's very well groomed.
Yes. He's got a very pretty face.
He's got a very pretty face.
But
he's
20. Something about his height.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think I mean, I can never tell on Love Island because it's like, people who you think are small are actually not that small. People who you think are tall are actually not that tall.
Like, I cannot. When I met Akena, I was like, where did all this height come from?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
So I may meet him and be like, oh, you're actually, but just by the way that he stood, but also I feel like the girls on Love Island are usually quite tall, but I feel like whenever he stood next to a girl, he seems a bit small.
Mm.
And I'm a tall person, so I don't know. I think, but he's facially very attractive.
Yeah.
I think my number one attractiveness is Tyreek.
Oh, I just can't. He's just so fucking light skinned. Sorry. Like, he's just one of, I can just see now, like, the way he's coming out and just doing, he's got the demonicness in him. Like, it's just reaping and it's just so showing now, like, that flirty behavior. It's just, because I have been, with a light skinned guy, when I was younger, that was a fucking dirty player, And just, like, such a flirt and, like, when you're just out and like they go out and they're doing what they're doing, that fear that you're feeling when they're at home, it's not even a light skin thing. It's just like one of those pretty boy demonic things. Like,
you know they're getting
you
attention.
You know that they're.
And you know they're not like.
Right. Yeah. And that is my fucking issue. They're not saying no. Like, they are like, like, I'm getting this. Do a little twirl, let me see your outfit type beat. Like, no. That paranoia when you're at home is not worth it. And I don't want my good sis Ella to be going through that.
She is stunning. And
she
don't know if she actually has, but I think she had just gotten a fresh set of filler when she first went in and it's now settled.
Oh,
I think it was like a bit too fresh for when she first went in because I think she, well, I don't mean, I actually don't know, but it's now settled a lot, or it looks like it has now settled a lot. And her face is like, very beautiful.
Yeah, she's got a very pretty face. She's got a very nice body as well.
I think, I mean, they're in the couple, but I think my like top pick would be Tyreek, and for girls, Ella. I think they're like, Catherine's stunning as well.
Oh, Catherine is stunning. Like, when I was looking at her yesterday when she was on the bed in the morning, and just like her hair and just her skin,
her teeth.
And like her teeth and her lips, like, sorry, she is fucking banging. I think she's like one of the top one girls. And yeah, then maybe Ella.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about Catherine that's just like, really just she stands out.
But I saw a tweet saying Tyreek was 2007 attractive. And I was like, why is that so?
It's actually
looks
so
like
true.
Someone on X Factor in 2007.
Yes, he does. Jealous.
Like, if he was in like those like baggy G-Star raw jeans and a white shirt, I would be like, you are straight out of the year of 2000. And one of those like fedora hats.
Jealous, straight up. He's like the fucking 10th member.
There was a dumping. George got dumped.
Oh yeah, so
he
George
was
got
so fucking irrelevant and also racist and homophobic.
Really?
Yeah. So he, because everyone was like, convenient that the first one who gets dumped is the one who had racist and homophobic tweets and an ex coming out being like, he was horrible to me.
Really? Oh, he was very irritating. He was so irritating. I was like, he's definitely going to be the first to go. He's got to be.
He just gave
too much.
Like, rugby energy, but like not in the sense, but like rugby energy is just like, you're not in the, I don't know if this like makes any sense. This is what I mean. In my head, I'm like imagining this makes sense, but I don't know. Like second, like he's not in the A squad for rugby, but he's seen how all the A squad and the rugby act and he's trying to replicate it.
Yeah, he's definitely giving reject. Yeah, he was very strange coming out saying that he's like, he was too length for the villa. I don't know about that, mate.
And then we had Sammy.
Yeah.
It's 21.
Is he?
Yes.
I thought he was way older than that.
No, he's 21.
I can't deal with how young, like, sorry, I know I'm only 24, but like, I can't deal with how old these people are looking.
No, because I'm watching it being like, Catherine and Andre are together and 5 years older than me. Like, in my head, I am not processing them as if I was in school, they'd be, if I was like in the my last year of sixth form, they'd be in year 10 and 11. Like, I'm not processing this as a younger couple. I'm like, oh my god, that's like so like sweet, they'll probably get married in 2 years.
yeah
Anyway, yeah, so that was everyone that's been in, but the drama started.
The drama started with this little triangle that was going on, Zachariah, Molly and Catherine. So
obviously Zachariah picked Catherine. He had his free range choice of anyone in the villa and was like, no, I'm definite for Catherine. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days later decided he actually preferred Molly and kissed Molly in a challenge in front of Catherine with no pre-warning or no conversation towards Catherine being like, oh, by the way, I am sort of slightly interested in Molly. I may sort of try and get to know you both at the same time, which is a total normal thing for someone to do after 3 days. Instead, it's just like not respecting someone and just kissing them in front without
and
giving them
so
any warning.
And it's so humiliating as well.
Right? In a challenge.
Yeah, like, it's so rude.
Everyone's watching.
And then he just had to go for it. But and then Molly acting like, I can't believe you've done that, babe. You were fucking egging it on. Like, you... The conversation that they had before as well was giving that they wanted to... That she kind of knew that she would have expected it to have come.
The thing is about Molly is I have to kind of... give her a bypass because she is giving television.
Yeah.
And she is like, you need someone, because I feel like you need like an antagonist in there for people to be able to like, not revolve drama around, but like to be able to have a source of tension and friction. Mm-hmm. Like if you just have like a bunch of like bad bitches, like they're all going to get along. Like you need someone who's like an opposite personality from them to
friction it. It's just, you know what it is? It's just the acting dumb. Like if you're gonna do you know what it is? I want someone to be sneaky and I want someone like Ekin-Su style. Do you know what I mean? Oh, actually, to be fair, Ekin-Su, I guess, kind of acted, but I don't know. It's just like, to me, it's just like she seems quite gassed at the same time, which is why it's like pissing me off a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like, shit, like I can't believe that this is happening to me. It's like, no, babe, like if you're doing that, like you need to do it properly and you need to come with like vim. And I just don't think like she...
I think the problem with Molly is she went in there with a game plan in her head and knowing that she wanted to be the sort of like... I'm trying to think who. Like the sort of girl who just bumbles away to the end, like Lana from last year, or like, I don't know... Molly May, like the nice girl who never really gets in any drama but is in a really sweet couple and everybody roots for them at the end. Mm-hmm. But all the other girls have sort of gone in there being like, I don't really care, I'm just gonna cause the fuck shit up. And they all have that similarity, and so now she's the odd one out. Yeah. So now everything's coming at her. And she's a bit like, oh fuck, well how the fuck do I deal with this, because this is not what I expected
to
happen.
And then she starts crying and having a little meltdown.
But I mean, we think Molly's bad. Mitch is 10 times worse.
Oh my God, Mitch. He's so fucking embarrassing.
Mitch is the boy that Molly was originally coupled up with, and he did not take it well where Molly wanted to get to know Zachariah.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, what happened there?
Well, he was like, oh, I don't speak to me ever again in bed.
Oh God, yeah.
And then...
He's such a fucking attention seeker, and it pisses me off because I know exactly the type of guy he is. He pretends that, like, he is not pressed about something, but is mega, mega pressed. Yeah. Like, you were saying that, like, he's the type of guy that would try and move to you in a club, get rejected, and, like, call you butters.
Yeah.
Like
oh, never mind you anyway, you're butters, and probably kiss three other boys tonight.
Exactly.
And it's like, whoa, like, I had no interest in you. Like, you started this.
Literally. And, oh my God.
I think he gives very big, I think he's from Sheffield or something, but he gives, like, came from like a small town and he was a big fish in a small pond. Whereas the rest, everybody else is giving like city girl, like,
yeah,
they know their wits about them. Mm-hmm. Whereas he's giving like, I come from buttfuck middle of countryside nowhere and I'm the big deal there, so I'm going to be the big deal here.
Yeah, and then he's just getting excited by like trying to impress like with all the other girls as well, like the other bombshells that came in.
Also, he's so flip floppy, and I think I've figured it out in that like he just reacts initially and then it's like, oh fuck, what about my perception, and takes it all back. But he'll like freak out and be like, nah, I'm not fucking speaking to you, what the fuck, like I'm never fucking speaking to you again. The next morning he'll be like, so sorry I reacted like that. It's giving like,
it's scary.
Yes, like not a real human. Like it's giving like a almost like a robot in like a horror film that's gonna like
explode. Yeah,
who's trying to understand how humans interact and is trying to copy them.
I know, and it's only been like a fucking week as well, and he's got this like hold over her. And then it shows as well, because last night's episode, if you haven't, obviously these are all spoilers, so just be aware. So yeah, we're actually recording on a Wednesday, by the way. So we're talking about Tuesday night's episode,
and we don't know any of the dumpings yet.
Yes, but obviously we have our suspicions, and I think everyone fucking knows who's going.
I'm so sorry, Ruchi.
I'm so sorry, babe. Yeah, like last night's episode when he done the whole speech for Molly, it's like, babe, she still does not want you.
Yeah.
Like he thinks that the girl wants her now.
Poor boy.
I mean,
boy.
Wants him.
But yeah. And other than that, I just want to shout out Whitney.
I want to shout out Whitney as well. Whitney is fucking hilarious. This is exactly like, you know, when the girls came in and she was like, it's giving bear, bitch.
Yeah. Or even in the recoupling last night when the new girls picked Zachariah and Tyreek, she was like,
ooh! I know.
It's like, girl, like, calm down. But it's so good.
It's so good. It's such good telly. And then I just don't really, but I feel like she has a game plan as well, because I feel like she has picked Mehdi because she wants to stay safe.
Oh, Whitney has no fucking interest in Mehdi, but I don't mind.
Yeah.
First of all, they're funny as a couple. Second of all, I want Whitney to stay in, so I don't care if she's using a boy. No offense.
Yeah.
This is for women's rights. Like,
know,
the amount of times that women have been used. And third of all, they're like sort of compatible on a friendship way.
Yeah.
So it's so like, it's not giving that like she's like being nasty to him and like ignoring him. Like she's very friendly with him.
Yeah.
But I just find it so funny how the girls are like, are you going to like kiss him? And she's like, we're not at kissing yet. And it's like, well, are you going to cuddle? We're not at cuddling yet.
We're at shaking hands and riding a tandem.
I just hope that Mehdi doesn't actually fancy Whitney, which I don't actually think he does.
No, I don't think
I think
so.
They're both very much in acknowledgement of that this isn't a serious
fuck,
couple.
Who does Mehdi fancy?
I feel sorry for him. I'm sorry. I hope that he
French.
Has. I hope that he has. And I don't mean this in like a funny way, like in a very genuine, serious way, like a welfare team. What's the word where it's like before he switches on his phone about what people have been saying?
Yeah.
Because especially if like, I don't know, I hate speculating about people's sexuality. That's why I don't actually find the Mehdi's so gay, Mehdi getting ready for this, Mehdi's doing that. I actually don't find those jokes funny, because it's just like, well, what if he actually is...
Yeah.
What if, because you never know what is someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
So not even Mehdi specifically. What if someone who you're calling gay is actually in a very like homophobic family?
Yeah.
And they're going to come out to all this and you're putting them in a sense of danger or something like that. I hate all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I hope that there is someone on ITV's team who's going to be like, before you switch your phone on, this is what everyone is saying about
you. Yeah. And I also hope that he
takes it with Jess.
Yeah. And like just thinks like, oh, it's like, you know, the French thing.
Yeah, because I saw
it's just giving French
at
the same
Dami
time.
I saw tweet, which I laughed. He was like, Mehdi's doing it for us boys who get called, for us straight boys who keep getting called fruity on Love Island.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was quite funny for
Dami. Yeah. But yeah, it's also just a French thing. Like,
it
French
is.
Is super feminine.
Yeah.
Super. So, yeah. But I love him, though. I think he's really, really sweet.
Yeah.
And I think, like, he's just got good chat in a way.
I feel like we've never had someone like him on Love Island before. Like, even, like, the way he, like, speaks. And like he's very like romantic and like I feel like we usually get like but from Barnsley like oh, love, you look fucking fit, and he's like, oh, you look beautiful.
Yeah
Yeah, but maybe Whitney and Mehdi will be not enemies, but friendships to lover.
Yeah.
Someone was like, watch Whitney and Mehdi like win us all over and win in the end, because they went from friendship to lover, and we were just like, we can't believe this.
Well, yeah, because you also don't know, we haven't really seen a lot of him either, so we don't really know like what is going down.
That is the one complaint I have about this season, is they're focusing too much time on a set group of four people. And God bless Ruchi. She's probably about to go in this dumping.
Mm-hmm.
And all we've seen from her, well, I mean, what we've seen from her is fucking funny. Like the way she laughs.
Yeah.
And like her and Catherine's reaction when like Zachariah was getting snatched up on dates on the daybed where they're like, ah! I was like, she's so funny, but they're just clearly not showing her us because they have no interest of her storyline, hence why she's probably going to go tonight. I'm just like, we get the Molly and Zachariah storyline. Yeah. We can move on and show other people now, which they still are. We're getting more of like Ella and Jess now.
Yeah.
I love Jess.
Yeah, I really like Jess. Jess is just one of those girls that just has you. Like, if you're in an argument, she's going to be the mediator and she's going to sort it out.
Also, and I know, I don't know if this is like a weird thing to pick up on, but like, I can just tell she's so not conscious on about being on TV, even down to the way she's like sat.
Yeah.
Like she's sat like slouched, like playing with her hair, like playing with her fingernails. Like, I feel like a lot of the time on Love Island, like they'll sit down for a chat, they'll like breathe in, like they know they're being filmed, so they're breathing in, arching their back.
That's me. That's my issue with going out with these influencers. And like, I just, whenever I go out with certain people, I'm just like, I just look at them and I'm just like, you really are just an actress, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, they just have this like, babe, like, when I, do you think I give a fuck? Like, when I'm sitting around, like, I'm sitting with a, obviously, that might be, like, it's actually really good to have a really good posture, like, don't get me wrong, okay? But me, I'm sitting like this with my arch, I'm fucking standing like this. I'm like, I really, like, people really put in a lot of time and effort, and you can kind of see with a lot of people and with the TV and stuff, and that's what I want on, like, Love Island. It's just people just to fucking relax, mate. Like, you're on a TV show and you're being filmed for basically the whole fucking day.
Fantastic casting choice. And fantastic casting choices all around. And if you're not watching Love Island yet, then I would recommend start watching it, because we're probably going to be speaking about it
a lot,
a fair bit. So you don't want to be out the loop. Oh my God, I almost said the B word, but why would I call our nice, lovely listeners the B word? That would be a horrible thing to say. I actually need to stop saying the B word, because it's actually
what,
not
a bitch?
Like, I call everyone a bitch and I'm just like, that's actually not nice. I'm always like, oh, shut up, bitch.
Oh.
Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, whoa, Jesus. All I asked is like a simple question. Like we don't need to say that. we also didn't speak about Isla's working with eBay. Hey!
Oh yeah, I'm working with eBay for this season of Love Island. I'm going to be talking about all the fits in the villa and all of that stuff. So I'm really, really happy. eBay are doing the full sponsor for Love Island. So, and I'm not going to lie, the girls' outfits have been, they've been pulling looks.
When eBay first started sponsoring, it was dreadful. But I think they've now realized that it was like, this clothes they were putting out was so bad. This season, I've even noticed like a lot of the girls are wearing like Louboutins. I'm like, they're obviously from eBay, because.
Do you think? I would have thought that they're own Louboutins.
I said that, but then I was like, it's a bit like almost like all of them are wearing them. And I feel like they wouldn't all bring, I don't know. And someone made the point where it was like, oh, like my friend when I was watching it with them was like girls would more likely, because I was like, oh, people have like, look, how many pairs of like Balenciaga tracks do you see on the street? How many pairs of like Alexander McQueen do you see on the street? It's like, but you'd spend money on a trainer that you'd wear every day. I feel like heels, people go more like the cheaper route, because it's like, you don't wear heels as often as trainers. And even like that denim party, I felt like a lot of the outfits were from eBay and they were giving.
People
like hated Catherine's outfit. I thought it was quite cute.
I thought it was cute. Obviously, like, it's a denim party. It's not like 100% serious.
I thought it was cute. The only thing I didn't like was the little pattern at the top, but I really liked the fit of it and the like pockets and the
I thought it was really cool. Everyone was like, could you take that fucking cowboy outfit? I was like, the girl,
whoa,
cool. But yeah, no, I'm really happy. And there's gonna be some looks, because I previewed like some, like they got some cool, that they got like Issey Miyake and like all that stuff. I'm just like, it's so sick. So yeah, make sure you keep a lookout for the outfits, and keep a lookout for my TikToks and Instagram.
Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Pop Off. If people want to go and follow you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and YouTube at Isla Loba, and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this week's episode. What are you thinking about Love Island? Who is your favourite? Let us know.
Please tweet us as well. Hashtag Pop Off Podcast.
Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo. And we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.